اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يوم.
ویلکم یا ابو صفا
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, The Bliss of Marriage. The date today is the 7th of Rabiul Akhir, 1447. And our listeners can send in your questions to the number 084-786-3132, WhatsApps +27 84786 3132. That's the code +27 84786 3132. Let's welcome Mufti AK Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khairan. Mufti Saab, can you give us the headlines first?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know that today is the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, and that's in South Africa and few other countries. 90% of the countries, cities of the world, today is already the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. If you look at any news outlet, you will find that the main thing that the kuffar are celebrating, one can say, and that is now the new proposed peace plan in Gaza. And they say that Netanyahu, the war criminal, Trump, the pedophile, the rapist, and they are happy. The PA, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen is happy, and is another murtad also. And they got all these Saudis, Emiratis, and they got Egypt and Jordan and all these countries. All the leaders murtads and not Muslims. So what is this whole plan? It is a colonial plan. Colonial plan meaning the Western guys will rule and the Palestinians must just make G, belong to the Jebai family, you know. So that is there. So Hamas got no role and even the Palestinians got nothing. That Tony Blair may do some work there. He, Trump, will do some work and they will pay them millions and billions of dollars and so forth and so on. The main aim is what? That they speak about hostages, we must give them everything, then they will decide when they will give us our hostages, more than our detainees, call it whatever you want to, more than 10,000-12,000 languishing in their jails and so forth. Thereafter, that we must work with them, but they always have the advantage and the over, just that. So, but they are the aggressor. They are guilty of genocide according to Amnesty International, the ICJ, the ICC, and everybody. So how the hell you expect Hamas to disarm and so forth when you are the aggressive party and so forth? So therefore, again, we see the double standards and so forth. You see that. Next one, you will see that they're showing that must give Israel the red card. Kick them out from FIFA, from UEFA, UEFA, and you must kick them out from the Eurovision and so forth and so. But politics is at play, you see that. Why Trump wants to do this, you must understand the underlying factor. He is eyeing the Nobel Peace Prize. If he can get some form of peace between Palestinians and Israelis, then he stands a good chance. But what they're doing now is hopeless. Nobody ever will accept it, you must remember that. And second, next year, 2026, is the World Cup, Soccer World Cup in America. America, Mexico, Canada. So the way the crowds are carrying on now, see, Israel this week is kicked out. You must remember from the Italian, you must remember the cycling race. Because last week in Spain, it ended up in chaos. So now there's a fear that there's so much public outcry against Israel and people are totally against them and so forth, that they must be kicked out everywhere. So therefore, some sense of formality, some sense of normality must come and so forth. So all these guys, nobody's sincere. They all got a hidden agenda and so forth and so on. Then our big story here is Sahuk. You must remember they had their AGM and all that on Sunday. And they were just reading out the reports and so forth. So what I did yesterday, that Hafiz Ismail Kolwadia, on the 26th of July, so it was 30th Muharram on a Saturday, he came here. He requested the meeting. I said, come ahlan wa sahlan, one-to-one. He said he's not representing Sahuk, is coming in his independent capacity. I said, I got no problem. So I told him that, Afzab, you take out your phone and I'll take out mine. You record it, I record it. So Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have the recording, 38 minutes. So yesterday I just sent out Brother Suleiman, Allah reward him, Jazahullah Khair, that he just cut out that portion for me, the starting and then in the middle, in the ending somewhere. When I asked him, Hafiz Ismail, Rokra, cash, how much do you have in your account? He said 12 million plus. His words were 12 bars plus. 12 bars, not 12 memon guys. 12 bars meaning 12 million plus. You see that? And then I told him that plus, what about your 36 million assets? He said, yes, we have that as well, you see. So then I contacted Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah and explained to him there were two, three other issues. So he said, then take them to court, you see. I said, Hazrat, please write. So the Hazrat is Hazrat after all. The best writer in the whole world today, which Maulvi, Imam, Sheikh, Maulana, Mufti Sahib can write. Nobody in the world can write like him. So he prepared the whole thing at night. This morning we sent it out. Normally I don't send things out 6 o'clock, up past 6 in the morning. I do my reading. But I was just too happy, so I started sending things out from 6:15, 6:20 in the morning, you see. So to show you that the DA also is jumping the bandwagon. So to vote for the DA is absolutely haram. We said this 100 times already. So they want to just win over the Muslim voters and so forth and so see that how much we did and so forth and so on. So they also have a hidden agenda. They won't speak one word about the genocide committed, perpetrated by Israel and so forth and so on. Whether it's the Muslim guys in the DA or whether it's the Jewish guys or anybody else. So we should know that as well. So Sahuk, our advice to you one more, that start paying all the hujjaj, and if you're going to use that clause that you're not going to refund them and so forth, then because you told them no, it's non-refundable, then I promise you will end up in court and so forth and so on. So we gave this, you understand, that 38 minutes to our legal eagles, and they will study it and maybe they can use it and so forth and evidence and what have you. So anyway, we hope that some sanity will prevail, but otherwise our lawyers are ready, inshallah. And the third one is South Africa, ANC, another disaster story, you know. Imagine, I hope you're in a news team, you're saying that you'll carry the story that, you know, the Tembisa Hospital. So I hope you'll carry that story about the Tembisa Hospital. 2 billion rand missing, siphoned and stolen, and so not million, billion, you see. So this is South Africa, African National Congress, ANC, that's their original name. But nobody will remember them. Their legacy has become ANC, African National Corruption, African National Criminals, African National Crooks, African National Cronyism, and so forth and so on. What a terrible legacy it is. We won't say all, but we'll say majority of them. So that is where we are. But still we love South Africa. You give me an option today to go to any Muslim country to go stay there, or any Arab country, I will never choose. I'll still stay in South Africa. Because we know that the freedom we have here, the weather, the people, everything for us is very good here. But we have to look at not ourselves. We have to look at the people, how they are suffering. This morning I made a comment. We support Taliban, you see that. But what Taliban did yesterday, today, we reject it. We say it's a horrible, terrible thing they did, you must remember. How can you have a blackout? People can't use their cell phones. People can't use the internet. You know it's end of the month. There are millions of Afghanistanis living outside. And they send their remittance, they send their money. The people, majority are poor, you must remember. They just rely on their children, family members. Now how are they going to send the money and all this? So sometimes, you know, you wonder with our Muslims also, how you can score such a terrible own goal and so forth and so. So in life, what is right, and what is wrong is wrong. It don't mean if you support a party, you must support them in wrong. That is asabiyya, remember that. And tu'inahum ala zulmi. That's the definition Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. That you assist them when you know that they are wrong also. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it. And you don't go and speak against the enemy so much that even if they have a good quality, you just, you don't look at it. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَخْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Quran says, the hatred of a person or a nation should not make you such that you forget justice. So everywhere, I got no problem with Sahuk. I got no problem with the Jamiat and all that personal. Our problems with them are based on the Sharia issues. You guys are making us fools. You're making a mockery of the Islam and so forth and so on. So that is what we must understand.
Mufti Sahib, the first question we have here is, what exercises as a male, and please advise the females also, can one do?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The best exercise, you must read your 5 daily salat on time. And second one, the woman must stay at home and do all the exercises they want to do. They can do their walking, they can do their running, they can get the bicycle and all that. Husband buys for them. And then, you understood, that they can cycle in the house and all these kind of things there. So a lot of things you can do and so forth. I'm asking our women today. I give you 2-3 examples. You understand? I can remember vividly, clearly. Now, people, where do you remember all this? I used to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, 68, 69, 70, when doing hives. So, that time, no, all this electric stove and electric this and electric this. So, my beloved mother, she used to make the stove herself. You see that? So, put the koila, the hood, and the coal and all this and make that, you know, that black color stove, you see. The union stove, yeah, that was the name, union stove. So, all this kind. Take the broom, sweep yourself. How many of you will do that? I'm asking. Today is all press button business. Just press this button, that thing will move. The press this button, this will move. Press. So this, so you must start doing some manual work also. Then you will see how healthy it is. You must remember and so forth and so on. So that is what you are. How many of our women, they know sewing, knitting, crocheting, all how many? They just know, dial this, dial this, dial this, dial a samosa, dial a bhajja, dial a pizza, dial a mufti, dial this. That's all. 90%. So you must learn all that skills. So, you know, when we were in school, I'm speaking of the 60s and that. So we, the boys, they used to give us, you understand, woodwork. We must learn how to make a table, how to make a chair, how to make this, how to make a drawer. All. For the girls, ladies and that, they had domestic sciences. You'll know what is domestic sciences. Today, if you tell them, they won't even know half of them. There they go there, that ma'am teaches them how to cook, how to make a cup of tea, how to set a table, how to do this. So our girls, Darul Ulooms, Madrasas, they should be teaching all this. No, mainat of Bukhari Sharif Palli. Allah don't knows what you did in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember, then they got the best Alima of the year. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So terrible, terrible things. So anyway, you must remember that. So then, so your husband is not going to ask you how many hadith you know, Bukhari and all that. Your husband is asking, you know how to cook. You know how to run a house. You know how to look after children. So that is your exercise you must learn and so forth and so on. You see that? And the men, so mashallah, they must jog, they must swim, they must go horse riding, they must do all these things here. And so forth. Have they one thing you can do? Al-mu'minul qawi khayrun min al-mu'minid da'if. A strong believer, strong in iman, strong in Islam, strong in akhlaq, strong in ikhlas, strong physically, is much better than a weak Muslim, remember that. So why? You can become a greater asset to the humanity, to humanity and society and so forth. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, is authentic hadith that. So therefore, there are many, many things. What we should not do is go and join professional clubs. Now you see women soccer, cricket for women and tennis for women, all this has become now international. Muslim countries considering it their honor and so forth and so on. Saudi Arabia yesterday or day for yesterday, they prevented one big sheikh from Yemen to go and perform Umrah. I sent it out last night also. So you know, so my status also should be there. So remember this. So instead of allowing the good Tabligh Jamaat and that, people performing Umrah, that they will invest millions and billions in all these haram things there and so. So our fatwa, not from now, for past 30 years, is this professional sport for male and female is haram and not permissible. So we need to be very clear on these issues there.
Mufti Saab, a listener is asking, what sports or what exercises does Mufti Saab do?
Me, I run up and down here, you see. You don't see my house is on top, and at the bottom, you must remember, is a studio. So people ask me what exercise you do. When I was at Darlum, Newcastle, one day I went on my car. And I said, let me work out that you understand how I can take a long cut to Darul Uloom. So I worked out the route. So every day after Asr, then I used to walk. It was exactly 1 kilo point something. You see, but just say 1 kilo. So then I used to walk, and I read Quran or something, you see, make zikr a little bit. And then before Maghrib, 10, 15 minutes, I'm there. So that was my ma'amul. Everybody knew that. Here also, I used to walk to the Khanka. You see that? So Asr time or Maghrib time, but that time was still all right. But now it becomes so dangerous, you know. They steal this, steal this. So now we just go with the car and all that. So I hardly do walking outside. But yeah, up and down is my biggest exercise. You understood? I got bicycle also. So you must remember, you know that bicycle, stationary bicycle. You don't move. You just cycle the whole time. But I don't know when last I used it, but it's here by the house, you see that. So but up and down is very good for me, you see that. 20 times, 30 times a day, up and down and all. So it's very good exercise that. Gee.
Mufti Saab, is it true that women in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to mount the horses and they used to also ride it?
So you must remember that for you to make Qiyas analogy on them, you must remember is Qiyas malfalsifarik, you understand? So it's not a proper analogy and so forth. First of all, that is questionable that if they would go on a camel or so forth and then ride in front of everybody and so forth and so on. So that is one. Second one is this. Look at their level of iman. Look at their level of haya and shame and modesty. And Islam was evolving, because remember, was still not full when the Sahabiya, the Sahaba did certain things. It's like a person saying that now there's some Sahaba drink alcohol. So now I also want to drink. So yes, it was permissible at that time, that is the Sharia was coming into force slowly, gradually, like that, and so forth. So you have to look at the ending, what it was. To what the Quran Sharif states. The Quran Sharif states, just take one Quranic verse and take one hadith. That's all you have to do. And you have to look at al-fiqh al-waqi', what is happening nowadays, what is prevalent nowadays. Quran Kareem states, chapter 33, verse 33. Surah 33. I'm amazed, you know, I heard the other day one Maulana. So he's saying on our radio, you see, he's saying the Quran, there are 6,600 plus verses. So for which Quran got there? The Shia Quran. So you must remember that in the Quran Sharif, there are 6,236 verses. All the 6,600 does, there's all fairy tales, all that. There's nothing like that. You know? So these are basic things you must know, you see that. So chapter 33, verse 33, Quran Sharif states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women, you must stay glued to your homes. That is your palace, you see that. And you, the men, we're discussing bliss of marriage, never interfere with your wife. She wants to put the sofa this way, Poppy, darling, sweetheart, it's your house, you do as you want to. You want my assistance, you want my mashura, then you ask. And how you want this, for you want this frame here, you want this here, you want, you do as you want to. You are the queen of the house, you see that? So they must do what they want to, what they're comfortable with. And so we don't want to poke our nose in their business and so forth. So that is what Islam says and so forth. So stay in your houses. Obviously, there will be times you have to leave the house. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Don't expose your beauty, you see? Like how they exposed it in the first Jahiliyyah. See the glory, beauty, style of the noble Quran, جَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. So now we're living in Jahiliyyati al-Thaniya, al-Haditha, al-Jadida. So we're living in the second Jahiliyyah. So today the women wear less clothes, that is considered good as modern and so forth and so on. So liberated woman and so forth and so on. So that is why. So that is what Quran is saying. What the hadith says, authentic Sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى. When a lady leaves a home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَى, and she has applied makeup, lipstick, dipstick, all these things, as 80-90% of the women, Muslim women, deep down Muslim, Muslim women do, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passes the group, the men, all that, the fragrance, everything comes that side also. What did he, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ مُصْطَفَى خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said? For here, Zania, she is an adulteress, she is a loose lady. You know, Muhammad Sadiq, they say what words he uses. So you must remember, he takes it from this hadith here. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. So that is what Islam teaches. Take that Quranic verse, take this hadith Sharif, and then answer the question that you have asked now. You see, that is what you must do.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, how does one deal with false rumors that tarnish one's reputation?
Remember, first of all, we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Jazakallah Khair to all the trustees, directors, and so forth of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba and so forth. See, one thing you must remember, that or three things you must remember, then you will understand properly. We can't put a zip on anybody's tongue. Can we put? Million people will speak against me. Why? I just use example. Because they belong to the Jutlas. They'll say AK is an anti-Semite. They'll go to hell. We don't believe in your Semite business and all these things. We don't believe in your Holocaust. 100,000 people from the Shias will hate my guts and swear me and threaten me and so forth because we say the kuffar. Then other people will be jealous and they will also jump on the bandwagon. So first thing you must remember, there's no person in the world that there's nothing. Allah himself is the sole exclusive creator. And people, they speak against Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Habibullah, the most beloved, the most precious to all Allah. People make all slander and derogatory statements against him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who are me and you? So that's the first point. Second point is, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Izzat, zillat, honor, disgrace is not in human beings' hands. You see that? It is solely, only in the hands of Almighty Allah. I'm asking you, Trump the Harami in the White House, Netanyahu day in his Knesset, this Arab Tanpot dictators and kings and amirs and crown prince and all, in their big, big palaces. Which harami has got izzat and honor? Or our Yahya Sinwar, rahimahullah, or our shuhada and martyrs there. That's why they put one clause there, all these tunnels and all must be closed up. Why must we close it up? You tell Israel must close up, they are nuclear, then we can talk. You see? So that is second lesson you must learn. Third lesson you must learn, people will keep on making rumors. They never left Mother Aisha. They never left Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. What statements they made? But Allah honored them. Allah elevated them. So me and you, when you hear rumors and so forth and so on, say Alhamdulillah. I'll just make dua. What dua I will make? Surah 29, verse 33. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. Ya Allah, assist me against these troublemakers and mischief makers. Lut alayhi salam made this dua. Lut alayhi salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. His name, Nami, Ismi Grami, mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. He made the dua and immediately Allah Ta'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and pick it up and smash it to the earth. It became the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes till today. You see, I've been there 5 times. Every time we went to Palestine, we go there. So that is how it is. Then in life, sometimes people will knock you right, left, your own family also. People you thought will support you, they also turn against you. So you must turn more to Allah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, his name, Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name mentioned 43 times in the Quran Sharif. And then he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah. Further, chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. That, Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You assist me, you defend me. He just made that dua, and Allah opened the skies, you see, the clouds, everything formed, and the floods, the tsunami, the deluge, the tufan came. Quran calls it tufan. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. You see that? So, and from the bottom also, from the land and sand, the fountains and the springs started gushing out the water and so forth and so on. All this in the Quran. Third one, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So he, you must remember, was in the belly of the fish. Whether 3 nights or 14 nights, that's not the issue. But he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah, chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. We are human beings. We will feel hurt. How could those people say that? But we can't stop them, especially nowadays. Who you can stop? So today, Israel says they want to train the ChatGPT. What do you call it? ChatGPT? What?
GPT.
They want to train this ChatGPT and they want to train this AI. They must give answers that are more favorable to Israel. You see, that is jutla, that is harami, the curse, the scum of the earth they are, the cursed nation, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys, donkeys, dogs, everything Allah calls them in the Quran for the jutlas. You see that? So we must understand. So now imagine today's news I read, this ChatGPT, whatever the hell it is, you understood, they want to train it, you know, must give good answers. See, like our politicians here, they gave brown envelopes to the journalist. You see that? You must write good stories for me. But they went to America, they told the Big Shot's ambassador, and so forth, and Allah Ta'ala made it such that they got expelled, humiliated. Why? Because you spoke nonsense against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see that? So that is Allah, you must remember that. Read abundantly, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allah says, wa najjaynahu min al-gham wa kadhalika nunji al-mu'mineen. That we were rescued him, that is Nabi Yunus Alayhi Salaam. But similarly, we will save and rescue the believers also. You know, I'm in media now. No, this is 25th year. Allah says, I know nothing, you understand. If you ask all of them, they'll tell you. I only know how to speak, that's all. Then when I spoke against the Shias and I said this, I said a lot of things with Allah's help, you see. Then they sued me 10 million, you see. So what you going to do? Who's going to help you? Only Allah helps you. So what Allah Ta'ala did? We didn't have to pay a cent. They had to pay their lawyers. They had to do this, do that. They lost all their shops and everything. That is Allah. When you stand for the truth, chapter 9, verse 79, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, they mock the Sahaba, Allah says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. If you don't do what the kafir Shias do, then Allah will mock you. Your punishment will be in this world and in the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. You see that? So that we must have yaqeen, conviction, and that leave all this now, why he said that, she said that, that good people. So if they spoke the truth, we must embrace it. If they spoke wrong, they will pay for it, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my son is 11 and in grade 6. What will be the appropriate age to send him for hifz where you will stay in the Darul Uloom?
Three issues here. I always say three things when people ask me. I say you must make your son a hafiz when he's still a minor, not baligh. And he must finish also whilst he's a minor. So if your son is 11 years old, so immediately now you should try and start the hifz and so forth. You see that? So that's one day. At the time 13, 14, that time he'll get baligh, he'll be finished inshallah. You see, that's one. Two, you must send him to a teacher where he's not going to go from here to there to there and all this. You see that? So you must remember, change teacher. They will start giving him one shot and say, I don't like this teacher. So parents, yeah, we'll put you in another class. You see, the parents also sometimes got no common sense, you know. And common sense is no more so common nowadays, you know, like that. Third one, I'm giving you your advice, al-mustasharu mu'tamunun. Let's say I got a son, right? So Suleiman got a son, right? So now you must say, I'm looking at Zaid, Mono Zaid, he got daughters, I got nothing. So they got sons, you see Suleiman. So now he's 11 years old. So what will you do? He asked me for advice. I'll never advise you send your son to Darul Uloom and Madrasa outside and all that. There's too many things happening that side, you see that? So for hifz, yes, for alim, and that is different. We can defend himself. Yeah, he's 11 years old, what he can do? He can't do nothing. So you must remember that inside your town or nearby, you can travel up and down every day. And then, but you must be there every day by your house and so forth. So that is what my advice to you will be. Not you must then just download the people. They take too much advantage, especially when they're so young, 10, 11 years old and so forth. So therefore, these are my three advices. And Thursday nights, tell him to read Surah Yasin in this sequence. Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak. Surah Yasin, chapter 36. Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. And Surah, you understood, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32. And then Surah Mulk, chapter 67. Read that, make dua. Allah will bless him with a powerful retentive memory. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Salatan aw Khamsan aw Sab'an, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and told him, for 3 consecutive weeks or 5 weeks or 7 consecutive weeks, he must do that. Then he did it, and then powerful retentive memory Allah blessed him with.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my father passed away and he had a lot of debts, and there isn't enough money in the estate to cover it. Does it become compulsory on the wife and the children to settle the debt?
Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son. His father, Abdullah. Jabir is sahabi radiallahu anhu. His father, Abdullah, is radiallahu anhu. And he left a mountain of debts. What he left? A mountain of debts. So he came, Ya Rasulullah, I'm drowning in the debts of my father. So what must I do? Now you, my brother, my son, so read now and tell all your siblings and everybody. Read. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this dua to Jabir radiallahu anhu under the same similar circumstances like yours. Ya Allah, you suffice for us, we only go the halal route and stop us from any haram activities. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, make us muhtaj of you, dependent on you and nobody else. People today will go there, go there, go there, and that chap will take advantage, interest and bank and thus and all that. So these first thing, that is your dua. Any problem happen, we must turn first to Allah Ta'ala. Hadith Sahih, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, authentic hadith. Second one, I'm asking you, you worried about who must pay the debts of your beloved father. So do you want to see your father go to hell? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, yughfaru lishaheed kullu dhanbin illa ad-dayn. That you must remember that every sin of the martyr, Palestine and all, so are forgiven, but debts are not forgiven. You see, what a serious thing it is. In hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from vices and sins and from debts and loans and accounts and all that. A Muslim must try and lead a sin-free life and a debt-free life. That is a good Muslim. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Now, the nitty-gritty. So now you, and then take another one, hadith in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that what? Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tugda anhu. That Muslim person's life will remain suspended, he don't enter Jannah until and unless the debts are paid. You see that, brother? So I'm asking you, your father passed away, all of you should read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. One. Two. Then you must abundantly must read, and read every day. You paid all the burial, funeral expenses. You paid all the debts? No. Then wasiyah, that is for non-heirs, maximum one-third of the net estate and 40 shares of the heirs. So now if you must remember that the money is finished in the estate. So what are you doing as a son? What are you doing as a daughter? You should say, no, I will give and pay. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, you understand, when he passed away, he made wasiyah to one person and told him that you must make my ghusl. But the student and person was a very intelligent person. So then they say, oh. So when they make some investigation, they realize Imam Shafi got this, that, this, that, this, that. So he never meant the literal meaning of ghusl, give me ghusl and finish and bathe me. That, wash me out from all my debts, quick, quick. You see that? So you must do that. You must remember that. You must say, for my father, 100% I will use my money. You, the wife, 100% for my husband, I will do it. You, the daughter, for my father, I will do it. Do it lovingly, willingly, and see, you will see your father in a dream. And inshallah, be flying and so forth, and smiling and so forth. So that is my advice to all of you. Yes, pay all the debts. And you can go and negotiate with the creditors and tell them that, okay, father owes you 50,000. Come, I can pay you 25,000 over 2 years or something, 1,000 then a month or something like that, you know. So like that, you speak to them and so forth, and you come to some compromise and so forth. So like that. But from the start, you're negative and say, no, that father, that's what must I do. You know, that's not permissible. That.
A person says here, I agree, woman, and it's a female that's writing this. I agree, woman should stay at home. I taught at a madrasa for a few years, and I saw some wrong things there, which is why I left. But I wanted to say one thing. The so-called apas are known, and that is, they are known for their perfume. The scent would linger after they're gone. Some of the little boy children would say they loved the certain apa because she smells very nice. Sisters in Islam who refuse to work out of the house and refuse
And this person says, refuse to drive as far as possible. This is the advice I can give you.
100%. We echo your sentiments. You see, this whole thing about this girls' madrasas and about them doing Bukhari Sharif and calling themselves Alima and this and this, and then have a Best Alima Award and I don't know what and all that. What Mohana Desai wrote is 100% correct. You must remember that. I told him yesterday. I said, Hazrat Maulana, you know, I addressed him yesterday. You know, I don't know if you know how Hazrat works. He's got his secretary there. I phone him. I say, Hazrat is there. He's available. He said, yes. I say, give him the phone. So, Assalamu alaikum. How's our honorable Ustad today? So, he starts smiling, you see. So, I can make out he's smiling, you see. Wa alaikum salam. I'm very well. Alhamdulillah. You know, you see. So, then we start the ball rolling. You see that? So, you must understand that Hazrat Maulana, he writes these kind of things because he feels so hurt that what has happened to our women and so forth. That's one side. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Qamwa Qasim Sema was one of his favorite students in Dabel. Hazrat Mawana qualified in Dabel in 1929. If you know anything about Allama bin Nuri, in Dabel. And his teacher there was Allama Sheikh Kashmiri, you see. And that was the first time they had Dora and final and all those kind of things there. So if I remember correctly. But anyway, so that in 1929 they had that, you see that. So then when they had this thing here, so Alash Kashmiri teaching Bukhari Sharif and another Alama passed away in 33. So then he came out first and so. And Mo Sema left here in 35, South Africa, Newcastle, came back 44. So he studied there by Maulana and them, you see. So when he came here to South Africa, early 73 or so and all that, before Darulum started and that, he told Mohan Qasim Sema, Qiyamat bohat qareeb hai. Rijal paida karo, aur mishkat tak parao, aur inko farigh kar do. I think it's very profound words, you know. So you must remember that. And especially for our daughters and sisters and so forth there. That he said that for these boys and men, just teach them to Mishkat, there's no need for Dora, these, this and all. Let them go and do Dawat, Tabligh, Imamat, all these things in different places. Qiyamat is very near and we need men to save the Iman of others and so forth and so on. So me, my nieces and all of them, many of them, they studied this. But I have to always tell them that these things here you don't need. You must know how to run a home. You must know how to look after your husband. You must know how to bring up your children. Your husband is not going to ask you how many hadiths you learn in Bukhari and Muslim and how many istirab they are and how many sunnat they are. And nobody's going to ask you that. And you ask half of that, half three quarter of them, after their Bukhari khatam, they just left it there. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, and finish that. After that, then the other life started. I don't say all, so you must remember that. But they said, hey, look at the outside life. We want to go to Dubai, shop till you drop. You see that? We want to go Makkah, Medina. We want to go here. We want to go here. So there's, I don't say all, but many, you must remember that. The way they dress, the way they look, the way they dress and all that. It leaves a lot to be desired. So you must remember this. I'm not saying all, I told you 100 times. But many of them, now small youngsters say, I like this apa. That Laitiki might not be Bali also, but he likes the apa. Not he likes the apa because of a piety and that. He says, I love the fragrance of the apa. I love the lipstick of the apa. Then he must be thinking about his lipstick and all these things here. You see that? So what message are we showing? You see that? Therefore, always, when you want to discuss this topic, there's only one ayat you have to look at in the Quran Sharif. Chapter 28, you understood that? Surah Qasas. And verses 24, 25. Nabi Musa alayhi salam left Egypt. And then he's walking, he's going, he got lost also. He made dua, Asa Rabbi ayyadiyani sawa sabil. Ya Allah, you show me the right path and so forth. Yeah, he landed up in Madian. He's like, I'm going to China and Russia and I went. We don't know one single person, we don't know one word also. What word I know of Russian or Chinese? Not one. We don't even know what L letter also was. So what we just go with Allah's name, finish and clear. So when you this thing, he I was about to enter, he cried, he begged Allah. Rabbi, chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down, me, I'm in need, Ya Allah. I need boarding, I need lodging, I need everything, Ya Allah. I'm a stranger here. You see, musafir here. When he saw people gathered, everybody is taking water, but there are two honorable women standing one side. Now what happened to you all? They said, no, we're waiting for the men to go. We don't have a brother. Wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Our father is very old. They didn't say our father is a Nabi and a prophet. And they didn't say, oh. Said, okay, took the buckets, filled it up, everything. They could see how powerful, strong he is. They went home early. Fathers, how come you came early? He said, they were a tough person, man. Whether they told their father he was dark in complexion, all that Quran Sharif is silent on that, but he said he was very strong and active and very pious. He never raised his gaze and looked at us and so forth. And he told us, okay, take you, go home, you see. Father said, go and call him. Somebody does ihsan on you, so hal jazawul ihsan ila ihsan. So go call him. So she went. Chapter 28, verse 25. Just your mothers, sisters, daughters, appas, muallimas, whatever you want to call yourself. Just look at this one verse, that's all. Chapter 28, Surah Qasas, verse 25. She's coming alone. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. She came to summon and call him. But her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking, her method of doing things, was so bashful, was so stir, was so much shame, and so much modesty, Allah Jalla Wala praised her. And why not? Then she becomes the Zawja Mutahara. Subsequently in life, she becomes Safura radiallahu anha, Zawja to Musa alayhi salatu salam, the honorable wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. You see that? Then Musa alayhi salam realizes that the father is a Nabi. And Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. What these two daughters, they said. Istajirhu, O beloved father, you must employ him, your father. Why? Because he's Qawiyul Amin. He's so strong and he's Amin, very honest man. And so we witness all this. They thought only till there. Father thought far beyond. You see, in English we say, you think beyond your nose. You see further than your nose, you see. So the father, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, Khatibul Anbiya, he said, you buy the cow and the milk comes free of charge. That is small, small thing. Oh, you person, inni uridu an unkihaka ihdabanatayya hatayin. Today, my Mehman brothers, our Indian brothers and sisters, majority of them, that in Mehman we say, that if we tell somebody, I tell somebody, come see my daughter, you see, that you can choose who you want, two, three daughters. They'll say, to koro gar karanda and to pancho nakka pivajya. How the hell could you go tell a guy must come see your daughter? You took and cut our nose, you see. That is all jahiliya business. It got nothing to do with Islam. In Islam, you can tell people to come and see your daughter. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam did that. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha did that. Who proposed for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propose for Sayyidah Khadija or she proposed? Who read the whole story and see? She proposed, she sent the message. Sayyidah Khadija, one of the greatest ladies ever. And then you see Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. He came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he came to Sayyidina Usman, that why you don't get married to my daughter Hafsa radiallahu anha. So what you going to say about all this Quran and Hadith and Sunnah and all this? Yeah? You see, when we have our custom, our riwaj, our rit, and then we give that preference and it encroaches upon the Sharia, so that type of custom we must take and throw away. It got nothing to do with Islam. You see? So we must understand these things here. So he told him, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the Prophet's messenger. The side is Kalimullah, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. you must get married to one of my daughters. Allah anta jurani samaniya hijaj and orphan and mam ta'ashran for min indik. 8 years you must work here, that's minimum. And you work 10 years, is good. Musa alayhi salam say 100%, I need boarding, lodging, you understand? No wife, no life, and I got everything first class. So what, 8 years? I'll stay 10 years. So that is how. But when we take our own ideas, so now which woman today can say they practice on this ayat here? Tamshi al-istihya. Her walking style must be so much haya and shame. If you find 10%, 5% in the whole world today, will be lucky. You see that? The way they walk, the way that, I learned this word from Sheikh bin Baz and them, rahimahullah. Al-Ka'bul Ali. You know this Ka'bul Ali, Mona? Huh? Ka'b al-Ali. That high heels, you see. So Ka'b al-Ali. So that today the upper also will walk with the big, big shoes. Not all now, some of them. And they'll knock the pavement. Ting, ting, ting-a-ling, ding-dong, and all these things. You see that? Even the Mawlana will say, who's this making so much noise for the street? So that is how it goes today, you must remember. So we must be honest to ourselves regarding these issues. So anyway, me also, I don't approve of this. You must remember this, that they must study all this. Study just 2-3 years, do Riyadu Salihin, do Mishkan, do few kitabs, finish. And get, I told you 100 times, don't call yourself Alima. It's just, you're living in a delusional world. You don't do half the kitabs and you're calling yourself Alima. What is that? You're fooling yourself. You must remember that. Just say me, I'm a teacher, you understand? I'm an apa, simple. But people like big titles, you know? So me, I'm a sheikha. What you talking? When I was last story, I tell you, right? I still think of it sometimes when I laugh. So I won't mention the place. So I went to one place, right? So I told it, Molana, I was with CII. So I said that, why you don't come on air? You can give nasiha, and that, you know, every day we had different Maulana. He say, what you talking about, your CII nasiha? You got appas there, they give such big khutbahs before they start the topic. Even we Maulanas can't give a khutbah like that. You see that? So I said, no, think it, all this kind of thing. But I think of that answer. He said, they give such long khutbahs. You know, so then they start the topic, and they say, we can't even give such a long khutbah, and so forth and so on. You see? So that is the whole story. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala bless the appas also, and the papas also.
It's just a quick question. You know, this person is saying, please ask my question. Hope Mufti is well. Mufti, my children are troubling me. Can I read that dua of Nuh alayhi salam that Mufti Sahib gave? I'm overwhelmed. Please help me.
No. You can't read that dua. You must read the other dua. Quickly, I'm giving you. The word Zurriya is going to come in every verse. Write it down, brother. Write it down, brother, sister, whatever. So you must read Surah 46. Surah Ahqaf. The beginning of the 26th Subara, verse 15. 1-5. And the verse is long. You must just read these few words. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in our progeny and children. Chapter 46, verse 15, beginning of 26 Supara. Second one, Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. So you cry, you beg Allah, Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes, abundantly. Third one, you must read chapter 14, verse 40. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. You got it? So I just give you the references one more time. Chapter 46, verse 15. Chapter 25, verse 74. Chapter 14, verse 40. Give out charity 1 rand, 2 rand daily. And you don't say, I'm amazed, you know, today people got 2-3 children and the way they make, our children are troubling us, our doing this. My mother-in-law and them 11 children. 11 children, 10 sons and 1 daughter. If you have 11 children, 10 children, your janaza will come out, I think. You understood? So, you see, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana deta hai. When you keep a big heart, but you know, Allah will elevate you and so forth. Already you start feeling so bad. You say, these children, I'm fed up of them. So that is not a mother. A mother will turn to Allah more and more, make my star, my child, a star. Huwa najmun. They ask Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, tell us about your teacher, Imam Malik. He said, huwa najmun. He's a star. You see that? So Allah will make your children stars, my sister.
From us in the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.